الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستن بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل اللغة العربية: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وجاء فيما روي عن سيدنا أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to Markaz Sahaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, broadcasting from the studio in Durban. And the program is Ta'allamul Arabiyya, a program where we teach Arabic grammar and language. Insha'Allah, today the lesson would begin from the top of page number 37 of book number 1, that is the book that is taught in the University of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. On the top of page 37, an exercise begins, and the instruction is اقرأ المثال وقوّن جملا على قراره. Read the example and formulate sentences in accordance with this example. The example is number 1, Muhammadun Talibun. Muhammad is a student. Aminatu Talibatun. Amina is a student. The difference we see between the example that is on your right, Muhammadun Talibun, and Aminatu Talibatun, is that Talibun has become Talibatun. Because Muhammad is masculine, we say Talibun. Aminatu is feminine, so we say Talibatun. We look at example number 2. Hamidun Tabibun. Hamid is a doctor. Fatimatu Tabibatun. Fatima is a doctor. So Tabibun changed to Tabibatun because Fatima is feminine, so we say Tabibatun. Huwa Muslimun. He is a Muslim. Hiya Muslimatun. She is a Muslim. So for huwa we say Muslimun because huwa means he. And with hiya we say Muslimatun. Hiya Muslimatun. She is a Muslim. Al-babu Mughlaqun. The door is closed. An-nafidhatu Mughlaqatun. The window is closed. So the word al-babu is masculine, so we say mughlaqun. An-nafidhatu is feminine because it ends with at-ta'ul marbutatu. So we say mughlaqatun. Al-mindilu, the handkerchief. Wasikhun is dirty. Wasikhun means dirty. Al-yadu wasikhatun, and the hand is dirty. It was discussed previously that all those organs and limbs of the body that are in pairs are to be treated as feminine. And because we have a pair of hands, the word for hand in Arabic is al-yadu, the hand, and it is treated as feminine Because it is one of those limbs that are in pairs. We have two hands, so it's feminine. So we say al-mindilu wasikhun, the handkerchief is dirty. Al-yadu wasikhatun, the hand is dirty. Then we come to example number 6. Ash-shayu, the tea, harun, is hot. Ash-shayu is masculine. So we say harun, the tea is hot. Al-qahwatu, the coffee, harratun, the coffee is hot. Because the word al-qahwatu is feminine, it ends with attaul marbutatu, so that indicates that it is feminine. We ensure that its predicate is harratun, feminine also. So harun changed to harratun. Ashayu harun, the tea is hot. Al-qahwatu harratun, the coffee is hot. Al-masjidu ba'idun, that is example number 7. The mosque is far. Now al-masjidu is masculine, so we say ba'idun, the mosque is far. Al-madrasatu ba'idatun, the school is far. Now because the word al-madrasatu ends with attaul marbutatu, it is feminine. So we say al-madrasatu ba'idatun, the school is far. Al-masjidu ba'idun, the mosque is far. Al-madrasatu ba'idatun, the school is far. At-talibu maridun, the student is sick. At-talibatu, the female student, maridatun. So maridun has changed to maridatun. Because at-talibu is masculine, we say maridun, the student is sick. At-talibatu is feminine because it ends with at-ta'ul marbutatu. So we say maridatun, the female student is sick. Al-hisanu sari'un, the horse is fast, swift. As-sayyaratu sari'un, atun, the car is fast. So al-hisanu is masculine, so we say sari'un, the horse is swift or quick or fast. And as-sayyaratu is feminine, so we say sari'atun, the car is fast, the car is quick, the car is swift, etc. We look at the next example. Al-qamaru jamilun, the moon is beautiful. Now the word moon, qamarun, is masculine, so we say jamilun. Al-qamaru jamilun, the moon is beautiful. The word ash-shamsu is one of those few words in Arabic that does not end with attaul marbutatu, but it is treated as feminine because the Arab always treated it as feminine. As we mentioned before, there are words like ash-shamsu, al-ardu, which means the earth, al-harbu, which means war. These words are all feminine even though they do not end with attaul marbuta. There is not many words like this. Ash-shamsu happens to be one of these words. Ash-shamsu jamilatun, the sun is beautiful. So because ash-shamsu is feminine, we say jamilatun, the sun is beautiful. Al-qamaru jamilun, the moon is beautiful. Ash-shamsu jamilatun, the sun is beautiful. Al-abu jalisun, the father is sitting. Al-ummu jalisatun, the mother is sitting. Now the word al-um also is feminine because although it does not end in attaul marbutatu, it is feminine in meaning. Al-um means mother and mothers are feminine. So we say al-ummu jalisatun, the mother is sitting. Now we go to exercise number 4 and the instruction is Sahihil Jumalal Atiyata. That is, correct the following sentences. Sahihil Jumalal Atiyata. Correct. Sahi is a commanding verb which we use to address a male. Sahi, you must correct. If I want to tell a female, you must correct, then I say, Sahihi. Sahihi, you female must correct. Al Jumal al Atiyata, the following sentences. The word Al Jumal is the plural of Al Jumlatu. Jumlatun is a sentence. Jumalun is sentences. Now, in the first example, we must pick out what is the mistake here. The sentence read, Haqibatu man hadha, which is the bag of whom is this, or whose bag is this. Now, the word hadha is referring to haqibatu, and we learnt that the word haqibatun, a bag, is feminine. Why is it feminine? It is feminine because it ends with atta marbuta, and this word hadha is only used to refer to masculine nouns. So haqibatu man hadha is wrong, because we cannot use hadha here, and that is so because haqibatun is feminine. So we say the correct way of saying this is haqibatu man hadhihi, the bag of whom is this, or in good English we just say whose bag is this. But as I said, I always try to translate it in the sequence that it appears in Arabic, so it makes it a bit easier for the student. The bag of whom is this should be haqibatu man hadhihi, whose bag is this, or the bag of whom is this. So what is incorrect here is hadha. Hadha should be hadhihi. Then in example 2 we have al-gurfatu maftuhun. The door, the room. Al-gurfatu means the room. The room is open. Now the word al-gurfatu is feminine. And what indicates that it is feminine? It ends with attaul marbutatu. So it is feminine. Now because it is feminine, we cannot say maftuhun. We have to say maftuhatun. Al-gurfatu maftuhatun. The room is open. So the error here is maftuhun. Maftuhun supposed to be maftuhatun. Then we look at the next sentence. Hadha sayyaratu tabibi. This is the car of the doctor. Now, the word hadha here is referring to the car, not to the doctor. We're saying this is the car, not this is the doctor. This is the car of the doctor. Now, sayyaratu is feminine. And we learned hadha is only used with masculine nouns. So this should be hadhihi sayyaratu tabibi. This is the car of the doctor. Hadhihi sayyaratu tabibi. Now we look at the next example, number 4. Hadhihi miftahu sayyarati. This is the key of the car. Now again, this word hadhihi is referring to the key, which is miftahun. Now, this word miftah is masculine. It is not ending with attaul marbuta. So, hadhihi can only be used with feminine words. Hence, using hadhihi is incorrect. We have to say hadha sayya, hadha miftahu sayyarati. This is the key of the car. Let's look at the next example, number 5. Aynal baqaratu. Where is the cow? Now the word cow is feminine because it ends with attaul marbuta. And the answer is Huwa fi shari'i. It is in the street. Huwa fi shari'i. It is in the street. And this is wrong, because the word al-baqaratu is feminine. So we cannot say huwa. We have to say hiya. Hiya fi shari'i. It is in the street. Now let's look at the next exercise 5. Iqra waktub ma'a dhabti awakhiril kalimat. Read and write. Ma'a dhabti awakhiril kalimat means pronounce the last letter of the word. So in our first example we say hadha li Muhammadin. This is for Muhammad. Now why do we say Muhammadin? Because of that li that is attached to Muhammad, prefixed to Muhammad. Hadha li Muhammadin. This is for Muhammad. Wadhalika, and that is li Hamidin, and that is for Hamid. Liman hadhihi, for who is this? Hadhihi li Yasirin, this is for Yasir. Now again we read Yasirin and not Yasirun, because of that li that is prefixed to Yasir, and we learn that li is a preposition. The noun that follows come after li will be majrur, meaning if it has an alif lam it will have a kasra, and if it does not have an alif lam it will have kasratain. So Yasir is a name, so we say li Yasirin, there is no alif lam. Hamid is a name, so we say li Hamidin, li Muhammadin. Alhamdu lillahi. We cannot say lillahu, because that li is attached to Allah. The praise is for Allah. Lillahi, for Allah is al-mashriku, the east, wal-maghribu, and the west. Again, yeah, we say lillahi and not lillahu, because that preposition li is attached to Allah, and the noun that comes after a preposition will either have a kasra or a kasratain, and any word that has a kasra or a kasratain at the end would be called majrur. Now we come to the new words. For new words in Arabic we say al-kalimatul jadidatu, the new words. That's how we translate it. Al-kalimatul jadidatu. Now the word al-kalimat is also plural of the word al-kalimatu. Al-kalimatu means the word. Al-kalimatu means the words. Now the new words that we learnt thus far is al-mikwatu, the ayn that we use to iron clothes. So that ayn in Arabic we call it al-mikwatu, the ayn. Ad-darrajatu, the bicycle. Ad-darrajatu, the bicycle. Al-mil'aqatu, the spoon. Al-mil'aqatu, the spoon. Al-qidru, the pot. Al-qidru, the pot. We learn that this word al-qidru also is a feminine word. So if I want to say this is a pot, I'll say hadhihi qidrun. Al-baqaratu, the cow. Al-baqaratu, the cow. This is an easy word because the second surah of the Quran is called al-baqaratu. Al-fallahu, the farmer. Al-fallahu, the farmer. Al-anfu, the nose. Al-anfu, the nose. Al-famu, the mouth. Al-famu, the mouth. Al-udhunu, the ear. And we learn that all parts, all the limbs and organs of the body that are in pairs are feminine. So al-udhunu is feminine also. I'll say hadhihi udhunun, this is an ear, because it's an organ that's in pairs. Al-yadu, the hand. The hand is also feminine because it's one of those limbs that we have a pair of hands. Al-yadu, the hand. Ar-rijlu, the leg. That is also feminine because we have a pair of legs. Ar-rijlu, the leg. Ash-shayu, the tea. Ash-shayu, the tea. Al-ummu, the mother. The mother is also feminine because it is feminine in meaning. Al-thallajatu, the fridge. Al-thallajatu, the fridge. Al-qahwatu, the coffee. Al-qahwatu, the coffee. Sari'un can be translated as fast, quick, swift. Sari'un, fast, swift, quick. An-nafidhatu, the window. An-nafidhatu, the window. Jiddan means very, like I say, al-qamaru jamilun jiddan. The moon is very beautiful. Ash-shayu harun jiddan. The tea is very hot. Al-qahwatu harratun jiddan. The coffee is very hot. O al-miqwatu harratun jiddan. The ayn is very hot. Now insha'Allah we start. Ad-darsu sabi'u. Ad-darsu sabi'u means the seventh lesson. Ad-darsu sabi'u, the seventh lesson. We read in the first line, man hadhihi, who is this? Hadhihi aminatu, this is amina. Man wa man tilka, and who is that? Now when we learned hadha, we learned that hadha means this, and it is used to refer to masculine nouns only. And we learned that dhalika means that, and dhalika is used to refer to masculine nouns only. Then we also learned hadhihi. Hadhihi also means this, and it is used to refer to feminine nouns only. Now we're learning tilka. Tilka means that, and tilka is used to refer to feminine nouns only. It means that. Tilka means that, and it is used to refer to feminine nouns only. Waman tilka, and who is that? Tilka Fatimatu, that is Fatima. Tilka Fatimatu, that is Fatima. Hadhihi tabibatun, this is a doctor. Watilka mumarridatun, and that is a nurse. Hadhihi tabibatun, this is a doctor. Watilka mumarridatun, and that is a nurse. So the word for nurse is mumarrida. Mumarridatun means a nurse. Tabibatun is doctor. Hadhihi minal hind, this is from India. Watilka minal yaban, and that is from Japan. Hadhihi tawilatun, this is tall. Watilka qasiratun, and that is short. Hadhihi tawilatun, this is tall or this is long. The word tawilatun can be translated as tall or long. Watilka qasiratun, the word qasiratun means short. Man hadha, who is this? Hadha hamidun, this is hamidun. Now, when we speak, we just say Hamid. We don't say Hamidun. But we'll read it properly. As learners, it's better to read the word completely. Waman dhalika. And who is that? Waman dhalika. And who is that? Dhalika Aliyun. That is Ali. Dhalika Aliyun. That is Ali. Atilka dajajatun. Is that a chicken? Atilka dajajatun. Is that a chicken? La. Tilka battatun. No. That is a duck. So the word for duck in Arabic is battatun. Atilka dajajatun. Is that a chicken? La. Tilka battatun. No. That is a duck. Ma tilka. What is that? Tilka baydatun. That is an egg. So the word for egg in Arabic is baydatun. Tilka baydatun. That is an egg. Hadhihi sayyaratul mudarrisi. Watilka sayyaratul mudiri. This is the car of the teacher and that is the car of the principal. Asa'atu Abbasin hadhihi. Is this the watch of Abbas? La. No. Hadhihi sa'atu Hamidin. Tilka sa'atu Abbasin. That is the watch of Abbas. Asa'atu Abbasin hadhihi. Is this the watch of Abbas? La. Hadhihi sa'atu Hamidin. No, this is the watch of Hamid. Tilka sa'atu Abbasin. And that is the watch of Abbas. Dhalika dikun. That is a rooster. So for rooster in Arabic we say dikun. Dhalika dikun. We did do this word some times back in one of the much earlier exercises. Dhalika dikun. That is a rooster. Watilka dajajatun. And that is a chicken. Insha'Allah, we would stop here for today and continue with lesson number 7 next week. So next week we would begin with the first exercise of lesson number 7, which is on page number 40. Insha'Allah, I will be online again from 17:30 to 19 hours for the program Tarweehun Nufus, and of course tomorrow morning for the program Targheebus Sabah. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billahi wa bihi thiqatu wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib wa ilayhi al-matab. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.